have to call in. I come down with a nasty, nasty cold or something, so anyway, I just want to expose you to it.
And Gary's admitting he's the one that gave it to you.
Probably.
Okay, well, I hope you feel better. I have to go through the process.
Thank you, Ed.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Waggy.
Yes, here.
Ms. Shaw.
Here.
And Ms. Arnold.
Yes.
Public comment, seeing no public. We'll move on to Executive Committee business. Approve the minutes of April 25. Any discussion?
Nope. So moved that we approve the minutes of April 25th.
Second.
Motion is second. All in favor? Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
I pass unanimously. Review of the June 20, 2018 APCD board meeting draft agenda. And I just had one question, which was the workers' comp coverage for board directors. Why board directors?
I'll have to bring Kevin in for that.
Sure. I mean, I don't know that we have workers' comp for, do we have it right now? For board?
That's the question, I don't know.
This could have been related to the volunteers that we're getting now that are not being paid. So,
okay.
Maybe just, Kevin's pretty conservative on his risk taking.
Okay, all right.
As in not taking risk.
Okay.
I'll bring him in.
Okay. We're waiting for that. Is there other items you want to bring up with Gary when he comes back?
Not really. I see we're going to approve the budget, but
right.
He laid that out. You know, I know what
we did it already,
expecting,
pretty much. Yeah.
Really. So, and he explained this well. He explained it well at the meeting. The one thing I want to just maybe, I didn't really want to bring it up at the meeting, but kind of talk to him or caution him.
Look,
don't
we can wait
spread
till he comes
your
back,
staff
yeah.
too thin, you know,
oh, right.
Like don't say, try to save us all this money and wear out good people, because sometimes, you know, good
well,
people.
Well, you can bring that up when he comes
yeah,
back, yeah.
You know.
Okay, here's the man to explain it. Oh, where'd he go? Kevin, you got to come here, I can tell him that. You want to tell him?
Sorry.
I thought you were coming here.
Hi, Kevin.
Hello.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi. So it's we have the coverage right now for that covers board of directors, volunteers, interns.
Oh, okay.
But it's our insurance company that's they have a new requirement from their underwriter to get this resolution passed. So
it has to include the board.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You guys are already covered right now.
I didn't know that.
But they're going to drop the coverage if we don't submit this resolution.
Okay.
Gary, can I address this?
Yes, please.
This came up, Ed, this came up with LAFCO as well, this coverage issue, and I asked the same exact question. And I'm not sure why we need it for board members, because the board members are already covered by their own workers' compensation by the insurance by SDRMA. Now, Gary, are we covered by SDRMA?
Yes.
All right, so that's our policy. So they sent this out to all these districts to kind of expand the coverage, and we went ahead and added it with LAFCO because it didn't cost us anything, apparently. It was zero, but they just want to expand the coverage and make it clear that all members and volunteers are also covered. There was zero cost involved, though, as I understood it, and so LAFCO went ahead and adopted the same resolution.
Okay.
Yeah, we pay about $200 a year to cover any unpaid.
But I don't think we need it. I really don't think we do, because I think you're covered by your own city, and the board of supervisors are covered by the county.
Yeah, I feel like I don't need it. I mean, if I injure myself at a board meeting, okay,
you're gonna.
I'm not gonna expect any money for it. I just injured myself, and I'll take care of it somehow. Okay, so basically, we're required to have it by the carrier. That's a very low cost. Okay, that's my only question.
Yeah, so it costs us like $200.
Okay, that's it.
All right.
I
to cover
zero cost.
Board members and unpaid volunteers. So we have a volunteer on staff right now. So
I don't know if you're right. Kevin did say there's a very small cost, but that includes the volunteers too. I guess the
okay.
Interns
just to catch all.
Yeah.
The
unpaid.
Else.
It's a catch all for
anybody,
all the unpaid,
unpaid
staff.
Because our standard policy covers all paid employees.
Right.
So anybody unpaid.
Okay, that's my only question on that.
I could pay you guys a dollar a year.
In fact.
Well, I think we do get paid for
you get a stipend, and they said that
we're in
that
gray
that doesn't
area.
Count as
yeah.
a pay.
Yeah.
To make you a paid
employee. Let's off topic a bit, but our city council is part of our retirement program for our employees. The city council had to be included with some retirement benefits, so we get a dollar a month into a retirement fund. So I think I'm up to about $57 now.
Wow. Interesting.
Anyway, it's a side topic. Okay, that's the only question I had. I think you had a comment.
Yeah, I just had a comment on the agenda on the budget, and you really laid it out well for us at the last meeting, so I pretty much know what to expect, but it... one comment I had, because I know you guys are having such good savings, and a lot of that's trying to restaff and kind of shuffle around. And I would just say, from my perspective, don't try to save a bunch of money on the, you know, at the cost of maybe overworking some really good staff. It sounds like you're just in a temporary situation.
We're in it's kind of a restructuring. We've had, you know, my position I haven't refilled, and I wanted to make sure that budget-wise, I wouldn't... you know, augment that. And plus, you know, I need to determine with the retirements coming in how to best structure the district. So
right.
to be in a rush and hire people is, to me, is doesn't make sense. There's a lot of good talent we have. But
yeah.
I mean, this is discussions we can have at the board level, probably yeah. off to the sidebar on budget-wise. But no, I think, you know, it's sustainable. So
because I know we went through similar things in Grover Beach where... when the recession hit, you know, people kind of, or there are staffing gaps, people will work harder and we have a great staff, but eventually people do get burnt out
yeah.
and the best people might never even say that they're burnt out, you know, but they just leave eventually. So, you know, I just want you to know we support you.
Thanks.
And are happy to have the savings, but I'm also happy to have a full staff. If that's
and we
what
will
you
be,
feel
you know,
like
we've
you
hired
need.
More interns, like I said before.
Yeah.
We've hired
yeah.
a number of interns now. I think we've got 4 working right now, or 5.
We have 3 currently hired, with 1 that's in onboarding right now.
And that doesn't include our volunteer.
Correct.
And the volunteer, so. And we have plans to use more. And we have a an intern that's going to be a contract employee, a temp employee and a contract employee associated with the grant funding that we're receiving.
Oh, great.
And so we're going to have money to pay for contract temp employees on these grants.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to hire people long term and not have the funding for them
sure.
when it dries away. So, you know, you got to be very cautious about, you know, when it's raining money, not to... spend it all.
Yeah,
I think some of the same sentiments you mentioned were mentioned at the board meeting too,
mm-hmm.
that we need to mind our dollars and cents, but also we need to be staffed to the level we need to be eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know,
and I realize you're in a transition, a huge transition with all the personnel changes right now too.
Yeah, I'm getting to learn the planning department, which is good. Planning outreach
yeah.
department, so, you know, I've got another meeting with them this afternoon.
Coming back to the agenda, is there anything else that you want to highlight for us? Or
You know, A6 is just another one of these grant funding opportunities. We're getting paid for doing something that we're already going to have to do. So
okay.
we'll see that on there. It's related to the 617.
Thanks, Kevin.
Sure. Yeah.
The 617 grant funds for the economically disadvantaged communities.
Okay.
Which San Luis Obispo is one, but San Miguel is not, so... But anyway, this is
right.
related to that.
It's because
this
of
is
the poor students in slow.
This is the toxics emissions inventory portion of it. That bill also had requirements that we do a bunch of more work in identifying our toxic sources and putting them into the state system.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is money that they're going to give
we'll
us
paid
if
for
we
that.
Apply for it. So,
okay.
But we have to do it anyway. So it was good lobbying by the... by the group when they were handing all this money to get at least paid for that portion of
sure.
it.
Sure.
And that'll pay for our intern for the year.
Oh, good.
So.
Oh, good job.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Other than that, pretty straightforward. Everything.
And of course,
is,
you include the B3, which is what we asked to
yeah.
do with the last
meeting.
Yeah,
that's what we're going to bring that back, and that's pretty easy to remove that one paragraph and be done with it. So.
Any further discussion on
the
agenda?
Is there anything we should be prepared for in the APCO report that's going to be controversial?
Be or very, very short because we had so much last time. I'm just going to give an update on the wind season and where we are in the SVRA, and that's all
okay.
I'm going to do.
Okay.
And maybe we can get out of there and by 10.
I don't think anyone would be upset.
That's my goal. So that,
not
this
gonna
is
bet
it.
On anything.
Yeah. Anyway,
we need a full discussion of all this stuff. So,
yeah.
Any further discussion?
Sounds good.
I think we've been in the past done a motion to approve the agenda. Do you want to do that?
So moved.
There's a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passed unanimously. Okay. Nothing else on the agenda, so we are adjourned. Thank you.
Great. Oh, time to go to Costco now.
Costco?
Yeah.